This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 363 for Monday, April 24th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly higher on Monday morning, turning around from losses in the overnight session. The July canola contract rises $5.20 at $735.10 per ton, and new crop November adds $3.30 at $703.80 per ton. There's support for canola coming from gains in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. Global crude oil prices are slightly higher, providing a little bit of support for the vegetable oils. Meanwhile, the Malaysian palm oil market is closed for a holiday. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its monthly supply and demand report on Friday afternoon. Canola production for 2023-24 remains at 18.5 million tons, while ending stocks bump up to 1.05 million. All wheat production stays at 34.33 million tons, as do ending stocks at 5.7 million. The Canadian Grain Commission has yet to post its weekly grain movement report due to the work stoppage by federal workers. Stat Canada says it will issue its prospective plantings report on Wednesday despite the ongoing strike. A report by Markets Farm places canola acres between 21.65 million and 22.3 million. Total wheat acres range from 25.51 million and 27 million. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady with the loonie at 73.81 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 73.86. The United States Department of Agriculture says a sale of 327,000 tons of old crop corn to China is now canceled. The USDA will issue its export inspections report later this morning and its crop progress report in the afternoon. It's expected that drought conditions on the U.S. southern plains are continuing to diminish winter wheat crop ratings. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange places the Argentina soybean harvest at about 17% complete and the corn harvest at 15% done. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday. The July contract rises 13 cents at $14.62 per bushel. July soy oil tax on about 0.2 cents at 53.73 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $1.50 at $445.10 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its July contract losing 8 cents at $6.07.5 per bushel. Oats is mixed, with the July contract bumping up 0.75 cents at $3.37. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago July is down a nickel at $6.68. Kansas City July adds 0.75 cents at $8.26. And Minneapolis July gains 9.5 cents at $8.55. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, April 24th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.